The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter Number 22, Text Number 32, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 5th, 2017, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Barhishmatim. Nama vibhu yam nirvishya samavasat sasyam pravishta bhavanam tapa treya vinashanam. Bahismatin nama vibhur Yannivishya samavasat tasyam pravishto bhavanam tapataya vinashanam bahismatin nama vibhur Yannivishya samavasat tasyam pravishto bhavanam tapatraya vinashanam Bahishmatim. The city Bahishmati. Nama named Vibhu, the very powerful Svayambhuva Manu. Yam, which Nivishya, having entered Samavasat, he lived in previously, Tasyam, in that city, Pravishta, entered Bhavanam, the palace, Tapatraya, the threefold miseries, Vinashanam, destroying. Translation and purport, by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Having entered the city of Bahishmati, in which he had previously lived, Manu entered his palace, which was filled with an atmosphere that eradicated the three miseries of material existence. Purport. The material world, or material existential life, is filled with threefold miseries. Misery pertaining to the body and mind, miseries pertaining to natural disturbances, and miseries inflicted by other living entities. Human society is meant to create a spiritual atmosphere by spreading the spirit of Krishna consciousness. The miseries of material existence cannot affect the status of Krishna consciousness. It is not that the miseries of the material world completely vanish when one takes to Krishna consciousness, but for one who is Krishna conscious, the miseries of material existence have no effect. We cannot stop the miseries of the material atmosphere. But Krishna consciousness is the antiseptic method to protect us from being affected by the miseries of material existence. For a Krishna conscious person, both living in heaven and living in hell are equal. How Svayambhuva Manu created an atmosphere wherein he was not affected by material miseries is explained in the following verses. This is really a wonderful purport. How to be blissful in that place where there's misery everywhere. The fact is, this material world is very, very miserable. Threefold miseries are always there. The seven whips are also there. We're being always harassed by these miseries. In fact, at every minute, at least one of the miseries is attacking us. But a Krishna conscious person is completely aloof. He's completely transcendental to these miseries. That's how you can see if you're Krishna conscious or not. If you're still being bothered by the miseries, well, you haven't perfected your Krishna consciousness yet. We struggling neophytes are somewhere in between the world of misery and the world of pure bliss. We're somewhere in the middle, trying to advance to the perfectional stage, you see. There's that saying, time and tide wait for no man, you see. We are dragged by time to death. Every one of us right now is in the process of dying. As soon as you're born, your process of dying has begun. You see, we're dying right now. You see. And as you get older, you definitely see the difference. Your body doesn't have the same ability as it had when you were younger. You can start to feel it as you get older. It's a reminder. Death is coming. Soon you'll be out of this body, you see. So if you identify with your body, you're going to be miserable because we don't want to die. Actually, that's a proof of the existence of the soul, you see. If we were these bodies which naturally die, then why would we mind dying, you see? The body by nature dies. So if we are these bodies, then why would death be a problem for us? It's just a natural thing. But the fact is, death is unnatural. Therefore, we don't want it. It's not natural for the living being to die. He's an eternal servant of Krishna. Jivara Sarupahai Krishnara Nitya Das. Nitya. Eternally, he's there, existing. Therefore, death threatens the actual reality of his eternity, you see. Death is inconsistent with the nature of the living being. But because he is so addicted to material sense gratification, he goes on foolishly misidentifying with that material body. You understand? Foolishly. The materialistic person is torturing himself at every minute by foolishly misidentifying with that material body. The transcendentalist, you see, he's rewarding himself, actually, by reminding himself who he actually is, the eternal spiritual being. Death does not touch the jiva. So we have to come to that platform called Krishna consciousness, where the miseries no longer pinch us. It's very nicely described by Prabhupada. The miseries of material existence cannot affect the status of Krishna consciousness. What does that mean, the status of Krishna consciousness? Why Papa doesn't just say it doesn't affect Krishna consciousness? Why does he say it does not affect the status of Krishna consciousness? Well, we can analyze it in this way. How is your Krishna consciousness today? Is it a little bit or is it a lot? You see, there's different statuses of our Krishna consciousness. We can be a little Krishna conscious, a very Krishna conscious. There's different status, you see. Today, my status is very low Krishna consciousness. Tomorrow, a little better. tomorrow, day after tomorrow, a little worse. Different statuses of Krishna consciousness, you see. So, the miseries of material existence cannot affect the status of Krishna consciousness. In other words, it's all within you. How Krishna conscious you are, or how not Krishna conscious you are, is up to you. It doesn't depend on what's happening in the material world. It's up to you. So an intelligent person understands, I should become purely Krishna conscious, because that's my actual identity. You see, actually, the living entity, every living entity is a pure devotee of Krishna. So if I understand my actual nature, my actual identity, and I focus on re-attaining that, or regaining it, or re-entering into that sublime state of pure bhakti, then the insider's secret is this. When you take that mood, you embrace the process of spiritual perfection as the only goal of your life, then the material miseries will actually be blessings. You'll see how Krishna is blessing you by this misery and that misery. You may say, what? Being blessed by a misery? Are you kidding? Well, Kunti Devi is my proof. I'm backing it up with one of the great Vaishnava Acharyas, Vaishnavi Acharya. You see? Kunti Devi. She was saying, miseries are better for me. When the miseries come, then I'm more Krishna conscious, therefore Krishna give me more and more miseries. I was telling the other day, recently I had a very bad miseries. I had the disc between the vertebrae bulged out, a little balloon came out of it, a bubble, and pinched my sciatic nerve running down my left leg, and it was hell. I went to some therapy place, they put me on a machine to try to stretch out my spine, it didn't work. I was going again and again, I was just going through hell, I was just thinking, maybe I just better die, this is too much pain. It was really bothering me a lot, but then when I remembered Kunti Devi, the whole thing turned around, you see. I said, Krishna, give me more of this distress. You see, please give me more distress. Since I did that, there was no more distress, and now I'm healed. You see. So now I have a cane. I brought it in my suitcase, but I'm not using it now. I'm walking without the cane. Now I'm practically, completely, I had numbness and tingling in my left leg, even when I arrived in India. But now I'm normal, you see. The key was, I said, Krishna, give me more miseries. So as soon as you take that mood, the miseries don't affect, they don't pinch you anymore, because you see that miseries are actually there to help remind you that you're not your material body. The living entity is free from all suffering. He never suffers birth, death, old age, and disease. The jiva cell is completely immune to all the pinchings of the material nature. So the pinchings are only due to misidentification with matter. So as soon as you embrace your spiritual identity and acknowledge that whatever is happening to you is actually the blessings of Krishna to help you come back to Him as soon as possible. As soon as you acknowledge this point and recognize this point, then the whole world becomes a wonderland, a magical wonderland where Krishna, you see Krishna is acting at every minute, in every situation to bless you. That's called the spiritual atmosphere, Krishna consciousness. So what status of Krishna consciousness you have, whether it's neophyte or advanced or perfect, that's up to you. It's not up to anybody else. Up to your spouse or due to your fellow brahmacharis or whatever it may be. Your status of Krishna consciousness is completely up to you. It's up to you. You can't blame it on anyone else, you see. How Krishna conscious you are, that's up to you. If you want pure devotion and you beg for it and you strive for it every day, at every minute, at all times, places, and circumstances, it will come to you by Krishna's grace and Guru Maharaj's grace. You will achieve pure bhakti, you see. So, what do you hanker for? You have to analyze your own hankerings. What do I hanker for in life? What is the predominant desire of my life? It should be pure devotional service. You see. Should be pure devotional service. On the inside. And externally, we want to make the world Krishna conscious. Bahir nasinga, hridaye nasinga. Nishinga within, nishinga without. I want to be the pure devotee, and I want to, as Prabhupada said, the pure devotee, he's always, he didn't say the pure devotee. Prabhupada said, a Krishna conscious being is always thinking and planning how to make the entire world Krishna conscious. Even if he is not successful in doing so, his perfection is guaranteed, and anyone who follows him will also become perfect. So that's how we can judge the status of our Krishna consciousness. Each one of us can analyze, is my goal in life to deliver all the living entities of this world back to Krishna? And I'm just thinking about what I can have for breakfast. You see? That's what Prabhupada defines a Krishna conscious person. Someone who is always thinking and planning how to deliver all the living entities back to Godhead. So do I have to be a sannyasi to do that? Do I have to be a guru to do that? Lord Chaitanya is everyone should be guru. Jarire katahi ka Krishna upadashamara gaya guru hoyutare e desh. Whoever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna in this way, on my order, you become guru and deliver the people of this world. That is Lord Chaitanya's order for every one of us. Are you embracing that order as your life and soul? Or not? That is your status of Krishna consciousness. You see, that's your status. You're tightly embracing that, or you're just thinking, well, Haribo. So anyone in any walk of life, you see, whether you're a computer programmer, a business owner, a brahmachari in the temple, a traveling guru, a sannyasi, doesn't matter. A housewife, doesn't matter what your position is. Every Krishna conscious person can dedicate their life for Krishnizing the world. Whoever you meet, Lord Chaitanya said, instruct them in the teachings of Krishna. Always try to give Krishna, give Krishna, give Krishna, give Krishna. Why? That's what Lord Chaitanya has ordered, but there's a lot of fringe benefits too. There's tons of fringe benefits for those who preach. Because the more, here's the ultimate fringe benefit. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. Therefore, a Krishna conscious person thinks, I want to give Krishna to the whole world. Because that's how you get more Krishna. You see? Give Krishna, give Krishna, give Krishna, give Krishna. You see. That's the mood that Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada are ordering us to be in. Always in that mood of giving Krishna. We cannot tolerate to see someone suffering. I know I wrote Prabhupada various letters, but the one time he expressed the most pleasure to me was back in about 72, I think it was. Or 71 it could have been. There was an idea. Prabhupada, when I got initiated, I got a letter from Prabhupada. He said, make our Austin Center a grand success. So if you connect, I have a connection with Prabhupada by trying to make this Austin Center a grand success. And then our Vishnu John Swami, he had been ordered to open 10 temples. So he opened Houston and Austin. Then he went to San Antonio to open the third one. So now there was this young brahmachari who joined about the same time I did. He was in charge of the temple. And he said, well, I think we're going to close the temple and just go travel and preaching. Shut down the Austin Center. And I went, what? I had an order from Prabhupada to make the Austin Center a grand success. How we can close the temple? So I was saying, what can I do? I better write Prabhupada about this. So I said, Prabhupada, the people here in Austin are suffering because they're not Krishna conscious. So I think we should keep this center open. So Prabhupada agreed with me. He wrote two letters on the same aerogram to me and to the temple president. The temple president got in trouble. And I got glorified. So the temple president wasn't very happy about that. Prabhupada orders to keep the temple open. But Prabhupada was very, very pleased that I was seeing the suffering people here needed Krishna consciousness. That pleased him very much. I've never seen him express so much pleasure to that point I had made. I don't think we should not close this center because the people here are suffering without Krishna consciousness. So this is what pleases Prabhupada the most. When you see the suffering people of the world, you think, we must do something to help these people out of their misery. If you have that mood, Prabhupada will shower his blessings upon you like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. Of course, that's in India. We don't have a monsoon in Texas. Prabhupada said that in a letter to me also, like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. That was a letter. Prabhupada said that to me in one letter. So it's a nice simile from Prabhupada. Torrents of rain in the monsoon season. So do yourself a favor, Prabhus, Matajis. Do yourself a favor, become guru. Means dedicate your life for giving Krishna to all the suffering people of this world. Make that your goal, to awaken pure love within your heart and to give pure bhakti to everybody you meet and everybody you possibly can contact and influence. Try to give everyone Krishna consciousness. If all over ISKCON, every devotee develops this mood, you know what Prabhupada said? He said, we can take over the whole world in 18 days if you just cooperate with me. Can you imagine? In 18 days, we can take the leadership of this entire planet if we will all take the mood of giving Krishna to the suffering people. If every ISKCON member can take this mood of giving Krishna, giving Krishna, giving Krishna to the suffering people of this world, in 18 days, Prabhupada said, we can make the whole world Krishna conscious. Would you like to see that happen?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it. Let's make the whole world Krishna conscious. Jai. So now there's any questions? Okay. Perfect thing. We want to give Krishna consciousness to the whole world. Jai. Now, what parameters in our preaching can help us influence the intent of the jivas favorable to Krishna consciousness, as well as developing willingness to cleanse their hearts sincerely and feel ecstasy? We see that most people who come in, even in touch with ISKCON, remain pious from a distance without diving deep into Krishna consciousness. Well, this is where our own cultivation is very important. If you have actually awakened pure love of God within your heart, that's a contagious, quote, disease, unquote. In other words, the more you have Krishna, the more you're empowered to give Krishna. So, that's the key. A pure devotee is a touchstone. A touchstone can turn iron into gold, you see. So we have to all become touchstones. We have to strive to awaken pure love of God within our heart. You see, Krishna, please, 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 make me a pure devotee. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. The more purely we develop our Krishna consciousness, we become empowered. So that's the key. We have to become. We don't want to be Kanishta Adhikaris. We want to at least become Majjhim Adhikari. You see. The Majjhim position is a very advanced position. Prabhupada says a Majjhim Adhikari cannot fall down. Even the intermediate position of Krishna consciousness is very powerful. Please give guidance to develop enthusiasm for daily performance of reading Prabhupada's books. Who would like to have a personal meeting with Prabhupada? Well, the books are there. Open it up. Now you have your own private darshan with Prabhupada, you see. So take advantage of it. How can we give Krishna to someone who thinks ISKCON is just a society which sends Indian money to foreigners, who thinks Indian money is sent out? That's an interesting question. But are we doing that? I mean, y'all never send any money to Austin. I mean, you know. Of course, I am taking some dakshina with me. But it's not that the temples are sending, not the Indian temples are sending money to the temples overseas. No, they're not doing that. So this is false propaganda. And when, in the old days, when Prabhupada here was a false propaganda, the Hare Krishnas are CIA agents. So, you know, it's just false propaganda. False propaganda. What stops us from thinking and planning to deliver all living entities? Yeah, we're so caught up in material sense gratification, that's the problem. We're caught up in our own so-called comforts. That's the difficulty. We don't think about delivering the fallen souls, we just think about our own sense gratification. That is our disease. We have to understand, I have to get out of this mentality. If I dedicate myself to preaching, Krishna will arrange for my whatever sense gratification I need to keep body and soul together and healthy. We have to trust Krishna. In God we trust is only American money. So let's trust Him. Why don't we trust God? That if we dedicate ourselves to Him, He says, I preserve for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Is Krishna giving some false propaganda? No. If you dedicate yourself to Krishna, He'll take good care of you. That's a fact. He has better facility than anybody else to provide necessities. Eko bahanam yovadadati kaman. That one Supreme Eternal is supplying all the necessities of everyone. If you dedicate yourself to Him, He'll make sure you have your necessities. So why are you so worried about your necessities? Just worry about pleasing Krishna. What is the connection between reading Prabhupada's books and distributing them? It's a very strong connection. Because the more you're inspired by reading the books, the more you want to flood the world with these books. It's a very, very strong connection. How to overcome the hesitation to show compassion on all living entities? Well, you have to understand, as I said earlier, the more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So just try it. If you're shy to preach, just try it once and see what happens to your consciousness. Just try one time to tell somebody about Krishna and see how you feel after you did that. You will feel so high, you won't believe how high you feel. You don't need drugs to get high. Just tell people about Krishna and you'll get high, okay? If you don't believe me, just try it. You'll get high. You'll be zooming in the spiritual sky when you tell someone about Krishna. I know I'm zooming high in the spiritual sky right now just by telling you to be Krishna conscious, you see. I know from practical experience. That's why I'm traveling all over the world, so I can tell people about Krishna, how wonderful it is to be a devotee of Krishna. How powerful, how beautiful, how renounced, how wealthy, how famous and wise is Krishna. Because the more I glorify Krishna, the more I become ecstatic. If you want ecstasy, then tell the whole world about Krishna. You see, that way, understand. How to stop talking gossip? How to stop gossip? Talk about Krishna. Who cares about gossip? What did Trump do today? No. What did Krishna do today? Do you think Krishna is a myth? Do you think he's just some fairy tale from the folklore of India? Or do you think he's real? Krishna is real. He's there right now. He's within everyone's heart. He's within every atom. He's between every atom. He's in his spiritual world. He has unlimited pastimes going on right now, Nitya Leela, and he's willing to take you into his divine Leela right now if you develop the pure mood. Okay? How to forgive and forget. It seems very painful. Well, we don't really have to forget. If you're a teacher, you don't have to forget. I've sometimes been offended, been treated very unfairly by devotees, you see. I forgive them. But it's not that I forget about it, because, you know, I remember it because I have to give instructions on devotees how to become perfect. So if somebody is doing something wrong, and it's not that I forget that thing. A teacher has to know that what the weak points and the strong points. So he can correct the weak points and encourage the strong points. It's not that we have to forget. Prabhupada was offended by his godbrothers. He didn't forget him. He forgave them. I'll give you an example. One letter he said, "From my godbrothers I simply got compression, repression, and depression." He didn't forget it. He forgave them, but he didn't forget it, you see. He had to train us not to be influenced by them because they had mistreated him, to be honest with you. So it's not that we have to forget, but devotee does forgive because he knows I'm also an offender. I shouldn't be proud, you know. I'm also an offender. Standard of Krishna consciousness. So I have to compete with myself to go higher and higher. Why not? Today I will be more Krishna conscious than I was yesterday. Let me compete with my own Krishna consciousness. Why not? Let me be more Krishna conscious right now than I've ever been in my whole life. Why not think that way? Why not trying to intensify my connection with Guru and Krishna more and more and more? What do I lose by doing that? Take my passionate nature and dovetail it for spiritual progress. It's a very good idea. How to understand that people are suffering. Are you a blind man? My God. How do we understand that Krishna's mercy is bestowed upon us? Krishna is a loving God. He is our father and we are his children. The father always cares about the children. Krishna loves you more than you can even begin to understand. That is how powerful is his love. You cannot even begin to understand how much Krishna loves you, not just the group, but you personally. Krishna sees every single jiva soul as most dear. You understand? That is his inconceivable magnanimity. Every single jiva soul is the most dear to Krishna. So you are most dear to Krishna. That's why he wants you to come back as soon as possible. Is it proper to tell lies while doing management services among devotees? Sounds like a political question. Actually, sometimes lying, although I asked Prabhupada about lying, actually, not for management, for preaching. I asked him about it one time in a letter. Prabhupada didn't mind us telling lies that we'd get caught, like all the money goes. They used to have a line in the U.S., we're collecting money for the refugees in Bangladesh, and not one penny went to Bangladesh. Prabhupada told us not to do that. But then Prabhupada actually wrote me one letter how his godbrothers had used a lying trick to get donations. He said, our Guru Maharaj, they said this about Bhaktisiddhanta, they said, our Guru Maharaj lived for 12 years in the forest in a solitary place eating only tulsi leaves. Please give donations. So he said, they would give donation. Prabhupada said that the Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati could scarcely stop laughing when he heard how they collected the money. Sometimes we can use tactics like that. I know I was doing a travel business for a while as a part-time thing to support our center, a travel agency, selling tickets to a place called India. And I had a business partner who was a South Indian Christian, Willy Abrams. So one day I came to his travel agency with prasadam cookies, you know. When he gave him some prasadam, he said, "Is it prasadam?" I said, "It's prasadam, he's not going to touch it. He's a Christian, right?" I said, "Oh no, it's not prasadam." He took it. So, you know, sometimes for Krishna, we can tell a little lie. But it's not that we're into lying. Prabhupada told me in that letter, he said, if you learn how to tell the truth the most palatable. You read the letter? The Prabhupada's letter that he wrote me in the most palatable way? I don't remember that's what exactly what he said. But the point is, if you tell he said, and you read my letter to me that he... Did you read, you quoted, you're reading, you read the letter that Prabhupada had written me? If you tell the truth in the most, if you tell the truth in the best possible way, then they will accept it. So the thing is, we cultivate learning how to tell the truth in the most intelligent, palatable, attractive way. That's what we do. Like, I'm not lying to you at all here on the Vyasasam. Everything is truth. The thing is, you have to learn how to tell the truth in a very intelligent, palatable, attractive way. That's what it is, you see. That's how Vishnu John Swami convinced me, because he was so expert in explaining Krishna consciousness in a way you just go, wow. That's how you have to have, you have to have the wow factor in your preaching, really. Here's some more questions about Vishnu Jana Swami pastimes. Yeah, he's very dear to me. He's called Vartma Padarshika Guru, His Holiness Vishnu Jana Swami. I told some last night, of course most of you weren't here, so you know if I repeat it, it's okay. Let's see. Yeah, I was just a hippie singer-songwriter at the time, but I was really attracted to Vishnu Jana Swami, so there was an evening program at Robin Ferris's home. And in those days, you didn't drink bottled water, you drink tap water. That was the standard. We didn't have bottled water in those days. So I went to the kitchen to get a drink of water, and Vishnu Jana Swami, somehow or other, also shows up in the kitchen, just two of us all alone. There's a big kirtan going on in the other room, and he and I are all alone in the kitchen. And as hippies, you see, we wanted to be on high on marijuana or LSD. We always wanted to be high on something. You know, that was the idea. And being sober was like, that's not good. You always be intoxicated on something. That was the idea. So he came in the kitchen. He said, "You have to become sober." And I went, wow. Within my heart, I went, wow. Because he was coming from a very, very high plane of consciousness. He wasn't taking any LSD. He wasn't smoking marijuana. No, he wasn't eating magic mushrooms. He was on a high plane just by chanting, you see. And he told me, "You have to become sober." I went, wow, this is something. I've got to check this out. I'm going to try this Hare Krishna thing, you know. Seems pretty amazing. So that was a nice... I never forgot that one. In India, so many are duped in Mayavadi and in personal conception of our offenders, if not ready to hear, how to make them all Krishna conscious. Yeah, you have to be able to defeat Mayavadi philosophy and voidism. Just like they say, everything is void. If you tell me nothing really exists, it's all void, then I'll say, well, then your philosophy doesn't really exist either. You have to be expert at defeating them, really. Just like that pastime, Lord Chaitanya defeat humility also, but one has to be expert. Prabhupada was debating with a Mayavadi at MIT, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He said, Swamiji, it's all one. Prabhupada grabbed his shirt. He said, if it's all one, why don't you wear, you're shaking your shirt like this. If it's all one, why don't you wear a t-shirt? Why don't you wear, what did he say? If it's all one, why don't you wear a t-shirt? I think something like that he said. But Prabhupada was shaking. He grabbed his shirt and he was shaking. So we have to be strong with these Mayavadis. We have to defeat them. You see. We have to defeat this philosophy. It's important. Nirvishesha shinyavadi paschacha desha tadine. You see. We have to defeat impersonalism and voidism. No, yeah, if it's all one, why don't you wear a cotton ball? That was the quote. If it's all one, why don't you wear a cotton ball? And he couldn't say anything. And he was trying to argue, Swamiji, it's all one. You see. So the thing is, this is bogus philosophy. We have to be kind upon these four Mayavadis and voidists and defeat their philosophy. Be kind upon them. Out of the 10 offenses, one is to not preach to those who do not have faith in the holy name. That's not what it says. You're misquoting the offense. Not to give the glories of the holy name. It doesn't say don't preach to them. You don't tell them the intimate, high-level things. Prabhupada never said not to preach. He said, don't talk about the glories of the holy name. That if I go out to a person on the street and say, you know, Krishna, God himself is appearing in these syllables, Krishna, he may become blasphemous, you see. You have to, first of all, Prabhupada said, convince them they're not their body. So it doesn't mean you don't preach. You have to preach according to their consciousness, to elevate them. We're ordered to preach to everybody. You have to be intelligent and know how to preach. If you don't know, just go out and try. And Krishna within the help, within the heart will help you. Very, very grateful to you for sharing that Srila Prabhupada will shower unlimited blessings on us when we are unable, when we are able to perceive the suffering people without Krishna consciousness by sharing your personal pastime and the importance of getting Krishna consciousness to others. There are two things. In other words, preaching to newer and newer people and others to maintain the existing devotees is also important, otherwise they go away. Prabhupada said it's more important to maintain the devotees we have than to make new devotees. That's the thing. In fact, there was a certain point, there's so many people were joining practically every day in America. People, hippies were coming in with their long hair on their shoulders, and they come out with a long sikkim on their shoulders. And nobody really knew what was going on, but it became a fad to become a Hare Krishna at one point in the U.S. So Prabhupada said, that's when he instituted the Bhagavatam class. And he said, boil the milk until it becomes thick and sweet. If you keep adding more milk, it'll never become, turn into burfi, you see. So he emphasized that it's more important to maintain the devotees we have than to make new devotees. Of course, both things have to go on. But the most important work is to properly train and maintain our existing devotees. Because if you just keep bringing people in, you're no one's training, then this becomes a fool's paradise. This kind of becomes a fool's paradise. We have the most important thing is we have to train our existing members how to become pure devotees. If we do that, it will naturally expand. Because a pure devotee means preacher. So we train you to be a pure devotee and we train you how to preach. If we train you properly, the expansion will happen automatically if we train you properly. What Prabhupada meant by my 50% dream is still unfulfilled, Varnashram. Yeah, it's a very simple thing. Prabhupada wanted Varnashram, that we would have cow protection especially, you see. In our preaching, when we find that boys are not responding, very less number of boys are coming, and we become discouraged. How many people are here in this room today? My God. This is amazing how many people have come. I'm really impressed with your preaching here. You all are really under the guidance of Radhe Shyam Prabhu, Revati Pati Prabhu. You all are doing wonderful preaching here. It's incredibly wonderful preaching here. You see. I don't know how you could be discouraged that people aren't coming. They're coming in droves here to this temple. How you can be discouraged? I mean, in Austin, if we get 20 people for the Sunday feast, it's a big thing. You get 200 or 300 here. I mean, I can't imagine how you cannot be encouraged. I think you need to come to your senses a little bit, Prabhu. You all are getting great results here. Let's see. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a thought-provoking class. Very grateful to you for inspiring us. What if I am not getting a higher taste of Krishna consciousness? Practices like chanting and sadhana, etc. How to continue practicing without the higher taste and giving Krishna to others? Yeah, this is a problem. Sometimes we're not getting taste. Why you're not getting taste? You are not doing it properly. You're trying to cook a preparation and it bloops every time because you didn't follow the recipe. You understand? If you will follow the process as it is given by Srila Prabhupada, you will awaken divine ecstasy within your heart, guaranteed. And if you're not getting divine ecstasy within your heart, you are doing something wrong. So go to a senior devotee and find out what you're doing wrong. Why you're not getting the awakening of divine ecstasy within your heart? You should be relishing the bliss of Krishna Bhakti. They're swimming in an ocean of bliss at every minute if you're doing this properly. So find out, what am I doing wrong? The process works if you work the process. The truth works. My book. You see. It works. But if it doesn't work, you're not doing it. You're doing something different. You're speculating. You're not following the process as it is given by Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. That's why you're not tasting the nectar. So find out what you're doing wrong. Especially look at the 10 offenses. How can we give Krishna to others and preach if I myself am not purified and struggling with sense gratification? Whatever you have realized about Krishna, share it and Krishna will give you more realization. That's a fact. Okay. Kindly help me resolve the following conflict. For overcoming temptation, should we completely abstain from it? Well, it depends. But in that case, we may end up doing it more, like Rishi Shringa, or should we take little doses of the temptations? Well, it depends what you're talking about. You're talking about prasadam? It's okay. Talking about sex life? No. Yeah. Yeah, a little illicit sex, you know. Depends on what you're talking about, really. Prasadam, all right. Just like that story with Jai Gopal was sitting by Tamal Krishna Das Brahmachari in LA, in Los Angeles. Prabhupada was there. They were taking prasadam with Prabhupada. Can you imagine? You're sitting and taking prasadam with Prabhupada in the same room. Wow, what nectar. So Prabhupada had given a sweet to Tamal Krishna Das Brahmachari. It was on his plate. He was saving it for the end. And Jai Gopal is sitting there looking at that sweet at Tamal's plate. And Jai Gopal reached over and pops it in his mouth. And Tamal got so mad, he was like, grabbed him, maybe trying to keep him from swallowing it. And Prabhupada laughed and laughed and laughed. Prabhupada, today Jai Gopal has made great spiritual advancement. So, prasadam temptations, it's okay, a little bit. But not sex life. How to get out of being guilty after breaking one of the regulated principles? Well, you just have to be very repentant and beg Krishna to help you and never fall down ever again. You see, a little child doesn't walk perfectly with the first step. He slips and falls. But the parents encourage him. So you've had to fall down, okay. Even great souls had fall downs. You see. You're actually not a fallen person. You're covered by a fallen mentality. You're actually a pure devotee of Krishna. So you just get back there and try once again and you will be successful in conquering over these base desires, which are not really you. They're just pollutions covering your pure consciousness. We find people suffering, reluctant to accept the Maha Mantra chanting. How to convince them? Well, if they don't want to chant, give them some prasadam. That'll purify them. Just like that person who said, chant, chant, chant. They said, can't, can't, can't. So there are people who don't want to chant, is it right? Give them some prasadam. While chanting, I have been praying what you said, please make me a pure devotee. But somehow my mind is sticking, saying, no, 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 let me take some more time. Please instruct me how to cultivate surrender. Well, you already understand. You say, okay, mind, you want to take more time, but actually, my dear mind, you're an idiot, my dear mind. Why do you want to take more time? Why do you want to prolong your suffering here in this material existence? Take the pure bhakti right now. You have to understand the philosophy and apply it on yourself. No more questions. We only have about 5 minutes, and I have about 10 questions. What should be our mood and preparation before going out for preaching to the college to the boys? Save the world. That's the mood. Save the world. We got to save the world for Prabhupada. Bring as many devotees as we can and teach them how to become pure devotees of Krishna. Save them from their suffering condition in the cycle of birth and death. Kunti Maharani said, oh Krishna, please give me more distress. What would happen if Arjuna, during the war, said, give me more dangerous enemies? He already had enough dangerous enemies. He didn't have to pray for more. Maybe he would have a lot of lost the war. The thing is, he already had enough. He didn't have to worry about it. He was surrounded by enemy soldiers. How to pray for a person devotee whom we do not like? What kind of prayer do you want to do? I mean, generally, if you don't go around praying, you know, for this devotee, for that devotee. Not generally. We generally...
Present truth in the most palatable way. I told you, no?
Oh, this is the...
letter to you only.
Ah, okay. Here's the letter. Yeah. You're right about palatable. Yeah. The highest development of Krishna consciousness understanding will be when you're able to give anyone the truth, but in such a manner that they respond in a positive way. If people... Let's see... Regarding your question, whether some small lies may be said in order to sell our books, I have already replied to Bali Mardana on that point, and a copy of his letter is enclosed herewith. But that kind of lie, as you have given the example of the apartment manager, telling him that yes, we have gotten permission to distribute here, that kind of lie is not harmful. The highest development of Krishna consciousness understanding will be when you're able to give anyone the truth, but in such a manner that they will respond in a positive way. Yeah. And then he gives a story about the 12 years. Yeah, that's a nice letter that Prabhupada wrote me. Yeah. Nice letter. Thank you. So, thing is, if you don't, it's very good. If there's some devotee you don't like, you should pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, please bless me that I can worship all the devotees. Is that sloka like that? That's a song by Narottam Das. Anande Balahadi Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majayaman. Ecstatically chant Hare Krishna. Worship the holy land of Vrindavan and always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So that's what you should be praying. You should sing that song, those lines. Anande Balahadi Bhaja Vrindavan Shri Guru Vaishnava Pade Manja Iyaman. I should always worship the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas. So that's how you should pray. Well, that just reminds me, I wanted to tell you all at one point. Narottam, you know, has written that song. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Lord Chaitanya gave two lines that Prabhupada said we should chant after Hare Krishna. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Sri Madhusudam. Not Hari Haraye, but just it starts with Haraye. If you look in the Chaitanya Charitamrita purport, in the song, Narottam put Hari, he took those lines and put them in his song. He put Hari before it. Narottam can do that. But that's not what Prabhupada told us to chant in the kirtan after Hare Krishna. Many, I noticed here when I do the Haraye Nama, many of you go, Hari Haraye. That's not correct. You don't do Hari in front of Haraya. That's not what Prabhupada wrote in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Shimarusadam. There's no Hari in front of the Haraya. Just a little point I've noticed every morning at Mangal Arti. I'm like, what are these devotees doing here? They're supposed to be well trained, so I better give this instructions so they get better trained now. Okay. What is how to overcome self-absorption? Well, self-absorption actually refers to not actual self, but you're absorbed in your material body. Your so-called self-absorption is not self-absorption, actually. When you're actually fixed in understanding who you really are, you see, then that's called self-realization. Aham Brahmashmi and Jivera Sarupahoy Krishna and Nityadas. You said we should ask for misery and difficulties from Krishna, but when miseries come, how do we face them staying firm in Krishna consciousness? You have to see that all difficulties are the blessings of Krishna to help you intensify your surrender. That's what you have to do. You have to remind yourself, beat your mind with shoes to remind yourself, whatever is coming to me is a blessing from Krishna to help me become more absorbed in his service. How do we tackle our family opposition for our Krishna consciousness? Well, you have to understand who is your real family. You see? Prabhupada says one of the items of surrender is to become a member of the spiritual family. So this is you all in my family, okay? So I got an email from my brother's wife, and I just deleted it. It wasn't to me personally, it was some newsletter she sends out about this and that. I just deleted the thing. It had no relevancy for me. If I can make my family members Krishna conscious, I'm interested. Just like my brother invited me. He lives in Austin also. He moved out of town, he got a big acreage. He's very proud. He got a house out in the hill country. You know, out in the country, a big acreage. He was real proud of his house. He wanted me to come out so he could show off his new house to me. So I said, yeah, I'll come. We'll come out and do Hare Krishna Kirtan. He said, then, no, I don't want that. Can we do something more serene? So I don't go. I'll be happy to go if I can do a kirtan out there at his house. But he doesn't want a kirtan there, I'm going to go. So you have to be detached from your family. Of course, we're attached to the deliverance of all living entities, including our family members. But don't be carried away by, oh, my family. This is your family. The devotees are your family. You understand? On this way. Although I did invite my mom and dad to my initiation ceremony. That was kind of nice. My dad was in ecstasy because it was really amazing. Our temple president at that time was Ishan Prabhu. He invited the mayor of Austin to come, and the mayor of Austin came to my initiation ceremony. My father was so impressed. Wow, he's sitting there talking to the mayor. How to control the mind. Whenever I decide to read Krishna Kanda's books, my mind diverts my attention to other works. Well, earlier in the day, you see, if you can get up and chant your rounds early in the morning and have some time during the japa to read, chant some of your rounds before Mangal Arti, and then during the japa period when it's very peaceful and there's, you know, you can read during the japa period. Get your rounds, a lot of rounds done before Mangal Arti, and read during the japa period. It's very much easier to read in the early part of the day because the modes of nature are more sattvic at that time. But if not, just say, okay, I'm going to be determined. You can read it anytime. I'm going to read, I'm going to I'm just going to be very determined and just do it. And Krishna will help you. How to develop some kind of love towards the deity. You have to realize this is Krishna himself. My dear Lord, you can pray to the deity. My dear Lord, you have so kindly appeared in this form which is visible to me. Thank you very, very much for being so kind. You've come in this form, I can actually see you. So my dear Lord, please help me fully realize and understand that now you're present here, and please let me totally give my heart and love to you. And that way you pray to talk to him. Talk to the deity, and he will reciprocate. Miseries of life do not affect Krishna consciousness. But most of the time, we become more misery conscious than becoming Krishna conscious. Well, it's because we're neophytes. You see, we're still affected by what's happening in the bodily plane. It's like I have some allergies right now. My eyes are itching like anything. And, you know, it affects. It has some effect on the consciousness. We just have to push through it and say, okay, I have this thing, I have a cold, or I have allergies, or I have, you know, I have a broken leg, or whatever it may be. I just lost my job, or, you know, there's so many things that come. You just have to say, I'm not going to let this affect my Krishna consciousness. I'm going to be Krishna conscious in spite of whatever comes to me. Now, if you have that determination, Krishna will help you. When we see people enjoying sense gratification, I get sometimes affected on a mental platform. That's why it's not good to see them. You know, like what happened to Ajamil. He saw a couple sexually embracing in the forest. Just that sight of seeing them having sex pleasure in the forest so bewildered his mind, he fell down from his brahmachari life. He became a prostitute hunter, you see. So to see karmis engaged in sense, that's why we don't look at porno. That's why we don't watch mundane movies, you see, because these things pollute the consciousness. When you see karmis engaging in sense gratification, it's very dangerous. So that's why we have to be very careful what we see. How do I feel compassion for them instead of being affected? Well, that's by going out to preach. Going out with book bag and books is very good. Be in the mood of giving Krishna, giving Krishna. We have to beat our mind with shoes. Remember, these people are simply on the animal platform and they become animals on their next birth. So we have to learn to be compassionate. We have to see through the eyes of Scripture. What are some principles to be imbibed in our thoughts, words, and actions so that we learn to speak and represent truth of Krishna consciousness in an attractive or palatable way? Can you give some guidelines to learn how to increase our wow factor, like Vishnujana Maharaj? Well, you need to hear preachers who are very successful in making it very attractive. You have to study them, how they do it. You listen to them. You study how they're doing it. You analyze very carefully. How are they presenting it in such a way that they make it so attractive? You see? In this way, and Prabhupada is the most expert. You can listen to how Prabhupada preaches. He's the supreme expert preacher. One of the best, one of the most amazing recordings ever made was a press conference in the airport. There was, must have been 300 devotees there, and they were cheering. It was like, it was so amazing. Such an amazing how Prabhupada was preaching. It's really, really amazing. So if you listen to, especially Prabhupada is the supreme preacher, if you listen to his preaching and see how wonderfully he's presenting it in such an attractive way. This will give you great inspiration. Okay, now we got two more left, and that'll be it. A little over time. Okay. What does it mean, and how does a person, Krishna conscious person, feel whether in heaven or in hell? We're not worried about heaven and hell, you know. A devotee can be in heaven or hell. It's all the same to him. He sees all of it as Krishna's mercy to help him take shelter of Krishna and to become more and more enlivened to give Krishna. He doesn't see that in the same. Heaven and hell are the same for him. Does a Krishna conscious person desire to go back to home or stay in the material world and preach? His desire is to do whatever Krishna wants. That's his desire. Actually, the great acharyas, they have a burning desire to liberate the fallen souls of this world. That's a fact. A burning desire in their hearts. They want to deliver the souls of this world. Because Lord Chaitanya, that's his mood. He's in great anxiety to see the suffering condition of the jivas caught up in karma chakra. But ultimately, the devotee, he puts himself in Krishna's hands. My dear Lord, whatever you want me to do. But Prabhupada's order is this. He said, become guru and deliver the whole world. Now, if someone is attached to wanting to deliver the whole world, what does that mean? He's attached to following Prabhupada. So, here's really a cool thing. Prabhupada points out in the fifth canto, Prahlad Maharaj is in both worlds at the same time. You can actually, as we say, have your cake and eat it too. You can go back to Godhead at the same time, be in this material world for delivering all the living entities. Now that's really amazing. But it's possible. You can do both. You can be in the spiritual world and you're wrestling with Krishna on the bank of the Jamuna, sitting with Krishna and the cowherd boys having a lunch. At the same time, you can be in the material world preaching to save the fallen souls. So it's an interesting thing. The bottom line is whatever Krishna wants. But since Prabhupada ordered deliver the world, personally, I'm very attached to this idea. I'm very, very attached to this idea. And I'm praying that I can be successful in following Prabhupada's order. I'm not so much interested in going back to Godhead as I am to living in the world. I'll tell you right now. I'm willing to take birth after birth if Krishna wants. It's up to him. But if I have my choice, I want to deliver the world. That's more important than going back to Godhead right now. And we are working in our profession according to natural inclinations or something which we like, we enjoy, and like to progress. I feel guilty whether I'm doing it for Krishna's pleasure because I'm doing what I like. So like planning for it, looking forward to doing it, but make sure it is for Krishna's pleasure. There's nothing wrong if you enjoy something, if you like doing something. There's nothing wrong. As long as you offer to Krishna. It's not that you have to do something you hate to be Krishna conscious. I mean, I love giving lectures. I'll be honest. I love coming to Pune and giving this lecture for all the wonderful devotees here. It's the topmost ecstasy. So that means I shouldn't do it because I enjoy it? No. As long as it's pleasing Krishna, that's the important thing. Well, even more? No more, please. We're already, I've been told 10 o'clock. Huh?
Connected to the previous.
I should answer them? Yeah. Okay. All right. I've been ordered by the authorities to do 3 more. Okay. My question is, can we tell lies to devotees for... I already dealt with this, but... for management, it's better... I mean, I don't think it's good to lie to the devotees at all. Personally, I don't think it should be done. We should tell the truth in such a way that they understand what their duty is and they surrender. I don't think we should lie to them. I can't think of any situation where Prabhupada would lie to the devotees. For preaching, book distribution, that's one thing. But actually when you're training a devotee who wants to surrender, I can't imagine where a lie would ever be. I can't think of any situation where a lie would be appropriate. I don't think it's right. What was Prabhupada's plan and vision for his farm communities? Actually, we want that all the cows on this whole planet should be protected. Prabhupada wanted that as the material society is gradually disintegrated, people will be able to come to our farms and get food to eat. We want to be in a position when the whole modern day civilization collapses, we will have a Vedic civilization in flight to take care of these people's material needs, to give them a place to live and engagement and food and everything. That's what ultimately we want. Then we can actually take over the whole world when they have to come to us just to get something to eat. Because their societies become so disintegrated. Let's see, there's a second half to it. But, let's see. Did he want devotees in the farm community just to grow food and do cow protection and not go out and preach? No, everybody should. Prabhupada wanted everybody to preach. Even the cowboy who's milking the cows. Between milking the cow, he should go out and preach. Many many things of Srila Prabhupada's books we forget or should be our read them or go ahead. I can't make this out. Let's see. Many things that the Srila Prabhupada books we forget. So should we be ready then or go ahead from further readings? Let me figure out what that means.
He's saying, whatever he reads, he forgets. So should he read the books again or should he read other books?
The thing is, you should do both. You should read all the books and then read them again and read them again and read them again. You don't remember everything, but we should read all the books. It's Prabhupada's order. And then you should go back and reread what you're weak in. If it means you're weak in everything, then read it all again. That's the proper understanding. Every devotee should be learned in Prabhupada's books. That's how we can be powerful preachers. Wherever you're weak, you should go back and read that again. Okay. So, we're very, very delighted. My wife and I are very, very delighted to come here and be with all you wonderful devotees. Radhe Shyam Prabhu and Revati Pati Prabhu, they're preaching so nicely here, engaging you all in Krishna's service. I can't imagine how much Prabhupada is pleased with how they are preaching here. I can't imagine how much he's pleased. So thank you very much. Now make your lives perfect and make the whole world Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.